Hello, and welcome to another Godcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we come to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of my wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, and in the basement of her sister's home. Beautiful home here in Philadelphia, as we honor the city of love today with Matthew verses 11, chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. At that time, Jesus said in reply, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will." I want to thank you for your praise and recognition of God's revelation and blessings for those who recognize how to become childlike to enter God's kingdom above and here on earth. Indeed, in the Bible, Jesus spoke about the innocence and humility of children being a gateway to understanding the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Here in Matthew 11, verses 25 through 26. As believers, we are called to have childlike faith and trust in God's wisdom and guidance. May we always acknowledge and honor God as the Father and Lord of heaven and earth, recognizing His sovereignty and goodness to see salvation as the forever we shall know. This idea is rooted in the belief that children possess certain qualities that make them more receptive to spiritual truths. They are naturally curious, open-minded, and have a sense of wonder about the world. By embracing these childlike qualities, we can approach life with a fresh perspective and gain deeper insights into the meaning of our existence. It reminds me of a quote by Jesus in the Bible where he says, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This could be interpreted as an invitation to adopt those childlike qualities to understand, and connect with God's kingdom every day. It's fascinating to think about how our experiences and societal conditioning often dull our sense of wonder and curiosity as we grow older. By reclaiming those childlike qualities, we may be able to approach life with a fresh perspective, allowing us to better understand and appreciate the profound mysteries and spiritual aspects of existence. A complete shift in mindset is necessary to truly grasp the deeper meaning of life. By embracing childlike qualities, we can become more present, more in awe of the world around us, and more open to the spiritual dimensions that may otherwise go unnoticed. It's almost like rediscovering the beauty and awe that we experienced as children before the complexities of adulthood took over. It's about approaching life with a sense of innocence, free from preconceived notions and judgments. Children are not burdened by the past or future. They live in the present moment. By adopting this childlike mindset, we too can learn to appreciate the beauty in every moment and develop a deeper connection with the divine. By becoming childlike, we can find a renewed sense of purpose and meaning in life. It's an invitation to let go of our adult worries and responsibilities and seek what is above, where childlike forgiveness honors eternal love. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Mark Stern, my daughter's husband. My Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. And my grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Kairos 56, Prison Ministry. We're doing a weekend pretty soon. I'm leading October 19th. Pray for a successful weekend. You can continue to pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Deacon Sam's doing a lot better. We continue to pray for his health and well-being. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name my poem comes from the study of Luke 11. Our practice today is in verses 25 through 26. Two stanza poem. The second stanza is actually a word transition from 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, and 6 word lines. It's titled, From Learned and Wise Alike. Replying Jesus, proud, You praise, Father, I give. Earth and heaven, I say loud, Lord of all, we must forever live. Things these hidden from learned and wise alike, childlike became your ultimate bidden. Will gracious Father, yes, without strife. Amen. I'm Thomas Shepherd Williams. It's October 7th, 2023, and recording this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. As we close at 8:12 today, we'll do some angel numbers in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John.